Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a really packed show for you today. Lots of information, lots of fun, and some really useful information, too. We're going to open by talking to Kathy Marzek from the Alzheimer's Association. Their longest day fundraiser walk is coming up very soon. We'll be talking about that. Then Melanie and Mia Sapecki from the Prescott Center for the Arts. They will be staging this weekend and next weekend Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. And then after the state and local news from Link, I'll chat with Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. They have a very big event about medical tourism coming up. I think you'll find very, very interesting. Well, tonight's Tuesday Night Classic at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It screens at 7 p.m. for only $5. And the Prescott Film Festival continues tonight at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center with the film Fail State, executive produced by Dan Rather. It's about the highly predatory for-profit college industry and how the film states it has exploited millions of low-income and minority students, leaving them with worthless degrees and drowning in student debt. Fail State also screens at 7 p.m., but that will be at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center as part of the Prescott Film Festival. We've got Kathy Marzek in the bullpen, ready to step in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Some men's health concerns are not easy to talk about, but the team at Northern Arizona Healthcare's Verde Valley Medical Clinic Urology can help put you at ease. You'll receive the highest quality care for services, which include prostate screenings, vasectomies, and other urologic concerns. Call 928-649-7970 to schedule an appointment today, or visit nahealth.com for more information. Northern Arizona Healthcare, your friendly neighborhood provider group.
Hi, Ken here with the plants of the week and our red clusterberry Cotone Aster.
Stunning white flowers cover the shrub in spring, then form red berries.
A large evergreen that is tough, easy to grow, and tolerates poor soil.
So thick when sheared, it's the perfect privacy for hot tubs, secluded entertainment areas, and prying eyes for just $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love red-berried Cotone Aster, they love to shop.
Laying awake at night with that all-too-familiar what-if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy. Gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:06. We have Kathy Marzek back with us. Kathy is from the Alzheimer's Association, and she's going to be talking about a couple of big events coming up that you can help with. Kathy, first of all, because we do live in an area that skews a bit older than the rest of the country, Alzheimer's is never too far from a lot of conversations. What is the impact of Alzheimer's disease nationwide?
Nationwide, the numbers are staggering. We look at it in the terms of cost of care. Mm-hmm. Unpaid care in this country will run about $277 billion, that's a B, this year. We have over 16.1 million Americans providing that care mm-hmm. for the over 5 million Americans that have the disease. That care is valued at over the unpaid care is valued at over $232 billion.
Now, that comes down to more than three caregivers for each person suffering Alzheimer's, but we're talking 24 hours a day, 8 hours a day, three people, right?
Depending on the stage the person is in, mm-hmm. they may need 24/7 care. They might just need waking care. Every situation is different. Mm-hmm. When we talk about our unpaid caregivers, many times it's family or friend, and they are the 24/7, except maybe coverage yeah. for a couple hours if they have an appointment.
Mm-hmm. When you get a phone call from someone who's learning for the first time that a loved one has Alzheimer's or some other kind of dementia, what kinds of questions do they have for you?
Oh, they're all over the place. Again, it depends on their situation. The family care consultants, we have one in the Prescott office, they get all kinds of questions. They mm-hmm. will get, how do I get respite care? Is there a way for someone to come in that I could pay or that could be paid for so I can get a break? My mother's hoarding. How do I stop that? Uncle John is wandering. How do I take care of that? The other person's not eating. Mm-hmm. Somebody refuses to take a shower. The myriad of questions is all over the place. When I do the presentations, I've actually gotten one question about what do I do with guns in the home?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a big issue.
I would imagine, too, that if you come from a family with a lot of adult children, you're inevitably going to have the question, well, I can't take care of her. Who's going to take care of mom, right?
Absolutely. It's probably the biggest yeah. issue, whether it's 2 children, 10 children. Everybody deals with the disease differently. People are in denial, anger, whatever, and it usually, amazingly, out of the number of family members, it will come down to one, maybe two of the children will mm-hmm. become caregivers, or possibly a sibling if they're healthy enough, depending on their age.
Yeah, yeah. So how does the Alzheimer's Association find the money to help combat these numbers? These are staggering.
It's tough. We're doing some lobbying. We have a lobbying group, if you will. I don't think lobby is the right word. But we do have a group in Washington mm-hmm. working to get legislation passed on different issues. But our two big fundraisers are the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And in Prescott, it will be Saturday, September 15th. And the other one, which is a new fundraiser for us, it's only a few years old, but it's been growing. It's called The Longest Day. And coincidentally, it happens June 21st.
The longest day of the year.
Exactly.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Representing that caregivers have a long day every day.
Every day, in fact. Wow.
And The Longest Day is, it's not a required fundraiser, if you will, but what mm-hmm. it does is honor the memory or somebody who's afflicted with the disease, and whoever wants to do fundraising, it's up to them. Mm-hmm. Whatever their personal favorite is, they can arrange whatever they want, and let me tell you, the fundraisers are all over the board, from people who will ride a motorcycle from the border of Mexico to Alaska, mm-hmm. to people who like to knit. They'll get their friends together, and they just do donations. Mm-hmm. And that's how we bring in the money for that. Like I said, that one's a little bit new yet. We're trying to get the word out now about it.
So can you get teams together to do this?
We do recommend teams, and if you get a group, and a team can be one, and we ask that we do get you registered online. You can go to our website, alz.org/DSW, or you can call the office, 928-771-9257. If no one's there, call the 800-272-3900 number. We'll get you registered one way or the other.
Yeah. Now, this is not strictly for Alzheimer's cases, right? This is almost any kind of aging, senility-related disease, correct?
This would be for the Alzheimer's Association, and the reason we use the word Alzheimer's so much is it is the most common form of dementia, and we are combating all of them. It's just Alzheimer's accounts for about 70% of all dementias. Ooh. So that's why you hear Alzheimer's so much as opposed to Lewy body, vascular dementia, and there's like 30 or 40 others out there.
As so many baby boomers hit their 60s and 70s, and now even the early 80s, do you expect these numbers to increase?
Absolutely. By 2050, I think they're expecting the number of Americans to be diagnosed to be 15 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's staggering, the numbers. It's actually creating a healthcare crisis if anybody in the world doesn't get a handle on some kind of preventive cure would be wonderful, or some way to slow the disease down.
On that note, are we any closer to finding a cause or a cure?
There's promising research that comes out periodically. There are some clinical studies going on in the United States right now. In fact, the Alzheimer's Association started sponsoring a healthy living clinical trial because they want to see what the connection is between people, which we hear all the time, watching their diet, not smoking, not drinking, getting the exercise, and staying socially engaged. Could that impact the start of the disease?
Now, the other major event is the annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's coming up September 15th at the Courthouse Plaza, and there's also a walk at the Collective in Sedona.
Yes.
That's coming up in November. Now, all of these are fundraisers. Where does the money go?
The money goes to many of our different programs. I know I mentioned that there are several volunteers. We do presentations out in the northern Arizona region, mostly around the Quad City area, up in the Verde Valley. Those are free. But the materials and the presentations and everything, those do cost the organization money. So some of it goes there. Our family care consultants work in the office. They are paid. So money goes there to keep them up to date on newest trends, newest ways of helping people, things like that. The clinical trials, a lot of our money goes to research.
Sure. I understand you're going to have a presence at the rodeo parade.
We are, and we're very excited. This will be our first year in the rodeo. Mm-hmm. We have a couple vintage cars that people are willing to drive for us, and we will be heavily purpled in that part of the parade. That's our color.
What's this I hear about you're going to be at the Dewey Humboldt Library?
I am this Thursday. They set me up for 11 o'clock. I'll be doing the basics workshop. So come on out and bring your questions, and we'll cover some of the basics, a few of which you just heard, but we can answer more questions there. And I'll be there at 11 o'clock. Usually our workshops are about an hour, a little more, depending on the amount of questions.
You know, I've had responses on the appearances we've had, you know, on this show, and talked about Alzheimer's. And sometimes people will say, oh, I don't want to listen to that. It's so boring, so depressing. Then they find out when their loved ones has Alzheimer's. Now they're listening and calling for information.
Absolutely. Wow. Until it hits close to home, you don't understand what it is, and we are battling myths out there, too, and misperceptions.
That's got to be a big part of it.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. You know, did you ever think you'd see the day when it's possible to consider that we're living too long, we're living beyond our capabilities?
You know, it's funny, a lot of people, when I do these workshops, that's something that comes out, is mm-hmm. we're living too long.
In some cases, it seems that way. I saw my own father go through it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's so hard for the caregiver and for everybody that the illness touches. I mean, it's a family-wide thing, isn't it?
It touches everybody. There, I heard at one point, if you had a room full of people, doesn't matter the number, if each person looked to the left or the right, one out of the two has been personally touched by mm-hmm. the disease
in
some way, somehow.
So tell us once again how people can take part in these events.
The longest day, as I already mentioned, we would appreciate teams registering. You can mm-hmm. go out to the website, or you can call the office or the 800 number. They'll get you registered. For the walk, same process. We would like teams registered. You can set everything up online. If you're into the whole technology thing and you have a Facebook page, you can actually put your fundraising piece on your Facebook page, mm-hmm. and people can donate very easily that way. The same thing would apply to the longest day fundraiser as well. And again, you can call the office, you can call the 800 number to get people, your team, registered, and we'll take it from there.
And look for your display during the June 30th rodeo, correct?
Just at the parade, yes.
Oh, just at the parade.
At the parade.
Yeah, I said rodeo. At the parade, of course. And also, we will see you back here in early September for the Walk to End Alzheimer's at the Courthouse Plaza, correct?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Kathy Marzek from the Alzheimer's Association, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. We're going to pick it up next with a talk about the PCA, because the Comedy of Errors is coming its way. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KAQNA.com.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
The 2018 Subaru Impreza sedan. It's everything you expect from a Subaru and more. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 38 miles per gallon means it goes more places more efficiently than other cars in its class. Subaru Starlink Multimedia with standard Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration makes a day of driving sound good. Plus, the Subaru Impreza is the longest-lasting vehicle in its class. 96% of all Imprezas sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. Lease a new 2018 Subaru Impreza for $167 a month for 36 months, or take advantage advantage of 0% financing. The 2018 Subaru Impreza sedan. More than a car, it's a Subaru. From Findlay Subaru Prescott. Doing our part to give back to the community and making the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Length of contract is limited. Subject to credit approval. Now through July 2nd, 2018, lease a new 2018 Impreza for $167 a month on a 36-month lease. Standard 2.0i 45MT model code JJA01. $500 due at lease signing, zero security deposit.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 3:20. Hey, the PCA has a classic coming up this weekend and next, correct, Melanie?
Yes, that's correct.
It is right out of Shakespeare. It is called The Comedy of Errors. It is Shakespeare's first and probably shortest play, I understand. Melanie, you're directing the show, right?
That's correct, yes.
Melanie Schneider, your daughter, Mia Sapecki, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Mia has a role as a musician in the play. Melanie, you're directing. What is different between directing your standard stage play and a Shakespearean one?
Well, first of all, the language, of course. It's as complicated as you make it, I guess. You know, you have to do all the interpretation, and there are many different opinions about what things mean, but there are also a lot of resources out there, mm-hmm. particularly with the internet. It's super easy to find those things, and you just sort of come to, my way of directing Shakespeare is to come together as a collective and then decide as a group, as an ensemble, what those things mean so that we are all on one page with the direction the show is going, what different passages mean, how we're going to use those words, and really, really working to have the actors understand what they're saying. And if the actors understand what they're saying, sure. then the audience is going to understand what they're saying. Plus, we are directing it very goofy. So it is really, really silly and fun.
Mm-hmm. Mia, tell us about what you're doing in The Comedy of Errors.
I play violin, and so I'm kind of underscoring the monologues that some of the actors have.
So are you setting the tone for some of the conversations with the violin?
Yeah.
Now, you've been playing the violin for how long?
For about 5 years now.
I have to ask you, how tough were the first lessons?
Not that tough.
Really?
I started in school. Mm-hmm. I had to take violin at school, so...
You had to take violin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I see that as punishment.
Right. In fourth grade.
I've heard all the stories, you know.
Well, they fiddle first. They don't play violin at first. They got them fiddling first. So, you know, you're playing tunes that are fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no finger whacking, and there's no scales, and there's no, you know, someone yelling at you to get that fingering position.
You don't have the 5,000 fingers of Dr. whatever that Hans Conrad movie was. I can just see that. You know, it's funny. Remember the old Prescott Opry used to play the Elks Theater?
Yes.
The general manager, Ed Gary, I asked him one time, what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? He says, well, it's really the same thing, but the fiddle has beer stains on it.
So,
yeah, very true. So when you're casting, I assume you did the casting for this as a director, correct?
Yes.
Do you require experience with Shakespeare?
I do not.
Okay.
I think that if an actor is willing to jump into the deep end of the pool, that any actor can be guided to an understanding and a performance in Shakespeare. And I, in fact, have several fairly inexperienced actors with the Shakespeare. And so it's super fun for me because, you know, they say, well, how am I going to do this? And I'm like, well, how do you do a straight play? How do you do a play?
Sure.
And I have children. I mean, they're the musicians. And so I said, you know, you don't tell people that it's hard. And when you're growing up, you don't know what words mean.
Right.
So you're constantly learning vocabulary. This is just, oh, this means that. It's not quite a foreign language, but it is sort of that. And then once you understand it, it's easy to act it.
Mm-hmm.
The acting part is the easy part. We do it sort of, I'm doing it very farcical, but I also I want the language to be very natural. There's absolutely no dialects. As a matter of fact, in the program I say, no animals or dialects were harmed in performing at this
stage. Sometimes dialects are harmed on stages, aren't they?
So I just, you know, I have a guy from Wisconsin and I have a woman from New Jersey and they're like, what should we do? And I said, you should be that.
Yeah.
There are many dialects in England, and I took a workshop with Lynn Redgrave, which was life-changing for me. Right. And she said,
She said that it was her opinion that the American dialect was closer to what they spoke back in Shakespeare's time than the pish-posh, you know, the Queen's English, you know. So she said, we've taken it, we've made it sacred, and we've made it taboo for anybody who's not experienced, you know. And really, Shakespeare wrote it for the people.
Sure.
He wrote it for the people. He wrote it for the groundlings and the orange cellars, and he wrote it to entertain his people. He was not a high-class
sure.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he wanted to entertain people. That's what he wanted. He wasn't trying to change the world. He was just trying to entertain. So, I mean, I don't know him personally, but that's my opinion based on everything that I've read in his
yeah.
plays. So it's been really exciting to be able to just tell people no dialect, just be your voice. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a very, we're finding the balance between the natural and the farce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really fun. I think the farce is harder for them. Well, because I threw that in there, and then, you know, farce is not easy.
And as you know from being a working actor in Los Angeles, dying is easy.
Comedy is hard.
There you go. Perfect. Because you were a working actor for so long in Los Angeles, this is the perfect question to ask you. I interviewed an author several months ago who said the reason so many comedies today just aren't as funny as we recall classic comedies of the 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, is because an awful lot of comedies today, TV and movies, when you hear a punchline, you can almost picture the writer's room and all these Harvard and Yale graduates trying to out-hip each other with a pop culture reference, and nobody really talks that way.
Right.
Whereas the classic comedies, just like Shakespeare, deal with the human condition, and that's eternal, isn't it?
I would agree with that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they still, you know, people may seem they're stilted or they're whatever, but it's all in how they're presented.
Sure.
But yes, the human condition, and we haven't changed very much. We haven't evolved very much in 600
right.
years. And so, well, I say in there, there's a series of dialogue, and at the end of it, I have a somewhat of a narrator thrown in. She's not a narrator, but she pipes in with things, certain words, and she'll explain them or
kinda
something like that.
Kind of like a Greek chorus?
A little bit of a Greek
mm-hmm.
chorus, right. And I have her at one point say, you know, there's a series of lines, and at the end of it, she says, well, that's just a 17th century flatulence joke. I mean, it is.
Yeah,
we still find it funny.
Sure.
And it is, it's a long way to go about the punchline, but
uh-huh.
it just, we still do that today.
Sure.
Today, sitcoms, you know, people titter at those things. And
yeah.
So,
Mia, I have to ask you, since you're playing the violin as part of this show, are you using sometimes the violin as like a rim shot for a punchline?
She doesn't know what a rim shot is.
Okay.
I haven't taught my daughter comedy. No.
Well,
She does hers in more of a throughout the monologue way, but we do have several other ways to make rim shots,
mm-hmm.
and so it's a very silly play.
But she has to keep pace with the script, right?
Yes. She does.
So she keeps a copy of the script with her?
She does, and then she between the actor and Mia, they have found their rhythm. So it's I love to work collaboratively.
Sure.
And so I am a true collaborator. So when I come in and the actors are like, what do you want me to do here? And I'm like, well, what do you want to do there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and how can you, I mean, is there room for a slide whistle here? We do not have a cowbell because
okay.
they wouldn't let me have one.
Sure.
Because Christopher Walken is my hero.
Yeah. More cowbell.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, of course.
So they said no. So I, in the spirit of collaboration, said, okay, no cowbell then, but everything else.
Sure. You know, speaking of collaboration, again, you'll appreciate this, having been a working actor for so long. William H. Macy, the great actor, and he's also a writer, of course, he wrote a comedy a couple of years ago. And during the dress rehearsals, he noticed that one of the actors that he had hired to do his comedy was, shall we say, veering off script. So after the read, he says to him, so you think you're a funny guy, huh? You think you're funnier than me? You don't like my script? Oh, what are you talking about? I wrote those words for a reason. Stick with them. So when you're doing a play, you are bound to those words, aren't you?
You are. That's the craft.
Sure.
You know, anybody can get up there and say and take somebody else's idea.
And riff.
It doesn't make it better.
Yeah.
Just because you would say it that way. You know, the constraints of the script are what make an actor work the craft and making it work within the confines of that script is where the genius comes.
Yeah.
If you can go off and just go, well, this is too hard here. I think I should say this other word or this other. People search for hours and days and weeks and months for the perfect word, which creates a rhythm, which creates a, what drives the action of the play. And if you go monkeying with that, it's really not your right or your privilege.
Sure.
I mean, it's a very lazy actor thing, in my opinion, but I worked with actors with a lot of craft and I learned very early to respect and honor that, the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your challenge of the actor. That is hard. How are you going to make that work? 8 shows a week for 6 months.
Yeah.
You have to be able to do that.
And you told me something a couple of years ago, still sticks with me, how much you respect other actors. You were talking about working on a soap opera, mm-hmm. and how much you respect the actors because they have to learn a new script every day. And then what really cracked me up, you said sometimes when they're filming these scenes for the soap opera, they have the music playing overhead during the scene because of time constraints. And I'm thinking, I couldn't keep a straight face doing that with some of the cheesy music you hear on soap operas.
It's kind of, it was a very special day for me when I realized that they really don't do that stuff in post. And all of that, you know, looking, you know, freezing and
oh, sure.
acting until they go to the commercial break and you think, oh, come on. But they have to hold that
mm-hmm.
until they go to commercial break and they do pipe in the cheesy music. And
yeah.
I have never had so much fun anywhere in the business in my life as my first day on a soap when I was like, oh, my gosh. And I got to be in the scene where it went to commercial break. And it was me and the two leads on the soap. And they knew I was a rookie.
Yeah.
And it made them happy that it made me so happy. It
sure.
sounds very silly. I'm like classically trained and my favorite thing to do is work on soap operas.
Oh, isn't
they're
that something?
So fun.
And when you're doing a soap opera, you have to play to the back row, don't you? Even
you
though
do.
You're playing the camera.
You do. It's very, actually, contrary to what people think, all of that classical acting training was employed on that day. I really used a lot of the things that I learned as a classical actress because it's very heightened emotion, but
yeah.
you have to be convincing, or you should be convincing. Some people are better at it than others,
mm-hmm.
just like in classical theater.
Sure.
Some people are better at it than others, but all of that acting training came to play that day. And I had always respected them, but on that day, they became my heroes. You know,
mm-hmm. And if anyone wonders what we're talking about, just rent the movie Soap Day. Correct?
Yes.
And for God's sake, if you ever do a stage play or you have to read cue cards, don't forget your contact lenses like Kevin Kline did in that hilarious final act. Melanie and Mia Sopecki, tell us when the performances are for the Comedy of Errors.
The Comedy of Errors opens June 14th, which is Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and it plays through the 24th, which is Sunday. It plays Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, Sundays at 2 p.m., and we throw in an extra Saturday matinee on the 23rd at 2 p.m.
Nice.
So please, please, please come join us. That is on the main stage,
mm-hmm.
and we will be running the cooler like mad people.
I betcha.
Yes, and it's
yeah.
it's a 1 hour, 45 minutes runtime,
sure.
no intermission, so we crank the air until it's showtime, then we turn it off, and 1 hour, 45 minutes later, you're not so hot, although, you know, it is summer, so we gotta get in early in the morning and
sure.
turn that cooler on.
And since we're talking Shakespeare, we're not in a theater. I can say Macbeth without a curse coming
you
down.
You can.
Right? Very well. Melanie Snyder, Mia Sopecki, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because we've got News with Link coming up. Then we'll talk with Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 001-28295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender. Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
World's oldest rodeo began in 1888 and it's still going strong today. Prescott Frontier Days, and it's nearing the 131st annual event in Prescott, Arizona. This little rodeo's packed with action and history and memories from generations past, and it's sure to be another great year of excitement at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. Join us from June 28th through July 4th for world-class rodeo as well as many family-friendly events taking place. The support from the community is always great, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors who support us year after year. Tickets and info available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or call 928-445-4320. Here's a word from one of our partners right now.
APS works 24-7 to deliver safe, reliable, and clean energy, keeping you plugged in, powered up, and connected. APS, keeping Arizona on.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. 46 grams of methamphetamine are off the streets following a traffic stop. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says the stop was made early Saturday morning.
At approximately 2:30 a.m., driver John McGraw, 40, from Cottonwood, was stopped near the intersection of Arcosante Road and Stagecoach in Cortis Lakes for a traffic violation.
McGraw, who was driving on a suspended license and showed signs of impairment, was arrested for DUI. Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies noticed a used syringe wedged next to the driver's seat and a meth pipe on the passenger floorboard. Inside the glove compartment, a deputy found a box containing more than 46 grams of meth in separate packages, indicating drug sales. Devlin explains McGraw is now facing charges.
Possession of dangerous drugs for sale, transportation of dangerous drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, DUI, aggravated DUI on a suspended license, and interfere with judicial proceedings.
McGraw has been released from the Camp Verde jail pending court action. Area police and fire agencies are benefiting from the Northern Arizona Sun's Salute to Heroes Night.
The Suns hosted this event on March 24th to honor first responders and the military. There were pregame events that included displays of helicopters, canine units, fire engines, and patrol cars. Players wore special camouflage jerseys that were auctioned off after the final game of the season that night. More than $7,500 was raised in the Prescott Police Department. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office and the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority will be getting a share of that donation, as our VFW Post 10227 and American Legion Post 140. Representatives from each of these organizations are scheduled to be on hand for a check presentation by the Northern Arizona Suns at 3 this afternoon at the Prescott Valley Events Center. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather, clouds gather tonight for chance thunderstorms at the end of the week. Expect an overnight low of 62 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 93 tomorrow and a high of 90 on Thursday. 66 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 102 and a high on Thursday of 100. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Your attic is more than just a storage space. It's essential to keeping your home insulated to keep cool and warm when needed, and it's your home's balanced ventilation system. We'll talk about the attic, landscape watering, and taking your calls tackling a home project with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pictures 1 hour air conditioning. Benjamin Franklin Blood. Prescott Valley Automotive. Waters Garden Center. Barrett Propane. Primavera Online School. Owls Auto Body. House Jules Country Bank. Prescott True Value. Affinity RV. Yamapai Bottle Gas. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Heating and Cooling. And Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Pittsburgh Pirates Wednesday at noon. Morning at 11:30 by 99.9 FM. In Prescott and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM. In Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is your Conservative Minute with State Representative David Stringer.
This is David Stringer. We all depend on government services and respect the legitimate role of government in our lives. But too much government threatens our personal freedom. Some claim big government is the answer to every problem. But the power of government is based on force. If we don't obey the government, we can lose our property and even our personal liberty. Our constitutional republic is a government of limited powers. It's a government of checks and balances and protections for personal freedom. The 10th Amendment says that all powers not delegated to the federal government are retained by the states and by the people. As Americans, we still have the right to decide for ourselves how much government we want and how much we want to pay for it. As your state representative, I oppose the politicians who have fallen in love with government. I stand for limited government, low taxes, and greater personal freedom.
This has been your Conservative Minute with David Stringer, paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:42. There's a big symposium coming up in Cottonwood. We have Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood, on the line. So, Casey, what's coming up on Thursday the 21st?
Well, first of all, DJ, thanks for having me. On June 21st, from 9:45 to 1:45, we're having a medical tourism symposium. And you'll probably go, what in the heck is a medical tourism symposium? Well, should I answer the question?
Yeah.
Well, just to give you an idea how this all came about, I was a medical tourist. I live in Prescott Valley. I work in Cottonwood. I had prostate cancer. My urologist, Dr. Sandwick, suggested I meet with my oncologist in Sedona. And the oncologist said, I can take care of this problem, but I want you to spend the night. And so you're close to the hospital in case something happens. So I stayed at the Marriott in Sedona, my wife and I. Everything went well with the surgery. Everything was great. I was healthy as a horse. And I was sitting by the pool that night going, I'm a medical tourist. This is great. And I'm thinking, okay, if I had a brother in Ohio in February and he called me up and he said, hey, I got prostate cancer. I know you had it. What would you recommend I do? And I'd say, I want you to come out here. I want you to stay in a medical facility across from a hospital, a condo or something, or stay with me or wherever you want to stay. But come on out and we can take care of you here. Why do it in Ohio in February when if you got the means to be able to afford to do it, come on out into one of the most beautiful places on earth. That's how this thing got started. So we're going to, you know, be meeting on June 21st. We got an awesome group of presenters that are going to be with me, and I'm really looking forward to the event.
And Casey, you are the first of many speakers at the symposium, and I was kind of surprised to find out that when a lot of people talk about, oh, how great Canada's nationally subsidized medical system is. There are some drawbacks, and we can gain from that, can't we?
Yeah, you know, we can. I know that in Canada, I'm sure they've got a great system, but you have to wait. You have to wait your turn. And if you came here and you had the kind of issue that I had, you could probably get this taken care of in short order. So it's a timing thing for a lot of Canadians. A lot of Canadians come here in the winter time. So if you're going to come here, if you have a choice of waiting for 6 weeks or, you know, 2 months or something in Canada to have something done that needs to be done quickly, and you're going to come to Arizona anyway, why not have it done here?
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with Canada to make that a smooth transition for Canadians to come here,
mm-hmm.
not just Canadians, but, I mean, a lot of people will go to Mexico to get their dental taken care of.
Yeah. And Casey's, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. But if you could get it done here, in, you know, in a reasonable amount of time in one of the most beautiful places on earth, it's almost like coming for a vacation. Why not do it if you
sure.
can, if you could swing it?
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of time, now the symposium is on the 21st. That's next
yep.
Thursday. But this
yep.
Thursday is your deadline to register, correct?
It is. And so I would, you know, that gives us a couple days. I would recommend if people are interested. I have never been to a medical symposium, medical tourism symposium. But I know a lot of people travel all over the world, go to India and Mexico to get things done. But, yeah, so I would recommend if people are interested in this topic, you know, we got great facilities here in Arizona, come on over to Cottonwood and join us on the 21st from 9:45 to 1:45, and make sure you register quick because you have to.
And they can do that by going online to aaed.com/event/June 21st, and they'll see that on the AAED webpage. Now, among those topics your speakers will be addressing, you and the vice mayor will be the first two speakers, but you're also going to have a speaker who's the director of business development and customer relationships for MEB Management Services in Phoenix.
Correct.
Talking about Destination Hope. You'll have a guest speaker from the Wickenburg Chamber about the real world of behavioral health and the connection to economic development. You'll have speakers from Breakthrough Science in Sedona and from the Northern Arizona Thermal Imaging in Cottonwood about the naturopathic medicine panel, and also, I mean, all sorts of topics about this. It's an almost day-long seminar and symposium, but just imagine the new ideas you can generate and how that can help Arizona providers.
Exactly. So we've got doctors coming from Phoenix. We got people coming. We got doctors from Dr. Ascari's coming over from Prescott. We got people from Flagstaff, you know, from all over. And it should be really interesting. And we're, you know, when we wrap this whole thing up at the end of the day, we're going to do a walking tour of historic Old Town Cottonwood if people are interested. And we're also going to have a happy hour down at the Tavern Grill.
And
so I'd welcome, you know, your listeners to come on over if they're interested in this topic. I certainly am. I hope you can hear it in my voice. I'm mm-hmm. very excited about it. And by the way, AAED is Arizona Association for Economic Development.
Mm-hmm.
Just so people know, it's a lot of economic development people, people that are interested in medical, tourism. So it should be a pretty good draw for a lot of different people.
And the members' price is only $50, non-members only $65, and there's even a late possibility if you can't get in there on time. The late charge is only $70. Now, the members and non-members, that's regarding AAED, correct?
Correct. Members, if you're a member of AAED, you get in for $50 as long as you get it in by Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait longer than that, you're probably going to pay $70.
Yeah.
And there will be people that'll wait till the last minute, and they'll just show up and pay their $70. But we have room for about 100 people, and I'm expecting somewhere between 70 and 100 people to show up for this. And we got some top-notch speakers coming that are going to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Casey, as the Economic Development Director, let me ask you this. Every city, every town, state, whatever, likes to have a healthy balance between locally owned businesses and, say, national chains. How do you treat differently, if at all you do it differently, when a local business owner wants to operate and a chain wants to open a local outlet?
Well, you're talking about in Cottonwood, where I
yeah.
work?
Yes.
Well, I treat them basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you come down to our Old Town district, you'll notice that there is not a single chain there.
Mm-hmm.
And these businesses are thriving. But if you want to open a chain hotel, we welcome you.
Yeah.
So we don't discriminate against one or the other. We like them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what kinds of national or state trends do you keep your eye on that might eventually have a local impact?
Well, you know, over here, as is the same over in Prescott and Prescott Valley, medical is a major industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep my eyes on this medical industry, and this is the first time we've had this medical tourism symposium going on, but we're doing it here rather than in Phoenix. So we've got a lot of people coming up from Phoenix. The other trends besides medical are, you know, tourism is huge. And we are not, you know, we realize that that's a big deal around Arizona. And so medical, tourism, manufacturing, we want to have more base jobs that create wealth in our community. I mean, that's the definition of economic development, creating wealth and better jobs and a better quality of life for our citizens. Those are the three things we focus on in economic development. And I can tell you, because I know the people in Prescott that are involved in economic development, they feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're into local, but they're also into encouraging, you know, good growth businesses, and it doesn't need to be just a local business,
sure.
But God love our local businesses.
Yeah, indeed. They really support the community. And tell us one last time how people can register and when they should for the AAED.com Medical Tourism, the Future of Wellness Travel, Just Got Healthier Symposium.
Well, you can go into www.aaed.com. And it'll lead you right to it. You'll just go to events and you'll look up the Northern Arizona Symposium, Medical Tourism Symposium. And it's easy to find. If you get into the Arizona Association for Economic Development website, you'll find it. And we welcome you. Come on over. Join us for the tour afterwards. And we'll have a good time.
And make sure you register no later than this Thursday, because the event is next Thursday from 9:45 to 1:45 on the 21st. And where exactly is the symposium?
It's going to be at the Rec Center in Cottonwood. And that is at 150 South 6th Street. It's a beautiful new as in 3 or 4 years old rec center,
mm-hmm.
and it's worth coming over just to see our rec center. It's awesome.
You bet.
But there will be a lot of people here, and it'll be interesting and informative.
And while they're there, stop by for a while and walk around Old Town Cottonwood, right?
We got great restaurants, wine tasting rooms. It's a great place to just relax and unwind.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you, DJ.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Casey Rooney. Stay tuned, because I've got some final thoughts and Thursday's Q&A guests, not tomorrow, because we have baseball tomorrow. Thursday's guests coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply. comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's buy one, get one at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy with thousands of products to discover and hundreds of ways to save. This week, stock up on vitamin D with Nature's Bounty and CVS Health Vitamins BOGO free. And select sun care like Neutrogena and CVS Health BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weekly ad for details. Visit CVS.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back at 3:56, got about a half minute left. Want to let you know that you ought to stay tuned for Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And there's no Q&A tomorrow because the D-backs have a noon pregame show and a 12:40 first pitch tomorrow before they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. They won last night after trailing 5-0. They won 9-5. Paul Goldschmidt might be the hottest hitter in baseball right now, so be sure to tune in tonight starting at 6 o'clock. Then join me right back here Thursday with my guests Max Richmond from the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, Janice Keeling from Mountain Artists Guild for their scholarships, and Mary Dillinger from the VA. That's Thursday at 3 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.